6 years ago, March 24th, 2010, and here it is, March 12th, 6 years later. And now you know that Ian says the guff has emptied. The thing that Ian was talking about there 6 years ago has happened. Go figure that one, Brian.
Well,
you weren't noticing that.
Okay, first of all, let's take that statement right there. I wasn't noticing the guff was empty. He says the guff is empty. Okay, well, what's the guff, Bob? How does one notice it? How does one observe it to notice it?
Well, you have to know the preposition. You have to know the preposition.
You have to know the preposition. And knowing the prepositions does what? Changes the whole meaning of the statement?
Changes how you can have an object. But see, you don't even know the preposition, so you can't know the object of the preposition. So then, let's go. Ready?
Is the guff the object? The guff is not even the object then.
Depends on the preposition. That's the point.
Okay,
so you start off. It's above, about, aboard, according to, across from, across, after, against, ahead of, along, alongside, along with, amid, among, apart from, around, out of, outside, over, owing to, past, prior to, aside from, as of, at, atop, barring, because of, before, behind, below, beneath, side, beside, between, beyond, but, by, regarding, round, since, through, throughout, till, by meaning of, concerning, considering, despite, down, during, except for, from, in addition to, in back of, in front of, in place of, in regard to, inside to, together with, toward, under, underneath, until, in spite of, instead of, into, in view of, like, near, nearby, next to, of, off, on account of, onto, on top of, opposite, out, onto, up, upon, with, within, and without. Now, when you remember those, you apply it, you find out that the guff position on account of, then you fill in the blank.
Brian, that's the first time we've had audibly
all the prepositions
listed. First time.